Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Rebecca doesn't seem to be over her ex, and Angela goes head to head with Michael's friends. We've got all that and more. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
We added a little extra beat.
Right, I missed it. What is that?
There's a little extra going on.
All right, I'll take it. You guys, welcome to the after show for Before the 90 Days. You know, the same facials as usual. Mine is Stacey. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. To the left of me, I have Linda and Twee.
Hi, guys.
Linda has all the newest news and gossip.
Man.
I mean, all the juiciest, always. And this week is deep.
You know what? It was such a busy week.
Yeah.
I mean, I could barely keep up. Even just today, guys, if you check my Insta stories, you will go, your mind will be blown.
Yes.
Blown. I'm excited.
And of course, we have Brianna Cheyenne. Brianna says she has some tea for us today
in
the special segment. Ask Brianna.
Thank you.
I cannot wait.
I'm so glad to be back.
Side eye. Yeah, I'm ready, y'all. This is a good week.
Let's see.
Yes. So, I want to know: are Darcy and Tom still together? Mm-hmm. You said you'll have that for us later on.
I will.
And Ben's ex has a lot to say about him.
Oh, she's on it.
We don't get much out of Ben, you guys, so I need someone to let us know who he really is.
She's been quiet a long time.
I cannot wait. What did you guys think about the episode overall?
I mean, for it to be, you know, episode 10, mm-hmm. I wanted a little bit more action. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I'm fine with, like, the Tom and Darcy storyline, and Tim and Jennifer kind of, like, getting on the same page. This is great. Anytime that I don't have to deal with Caesar, I'm mm-hmm. good.
Really? His stuff is funny, but I'm like, yeah. Well, I agree. I think it's kind of funny.
I don't pay attention to it.
You don't think it's funny at all anymore?
No. Not at all. It's pathetic.
I never thought it was funny.
Now he's going to the Ukraine? Stop it, fool.
We know he's not even going to go because he doesn't have the money for it.
Nope. Stupid.
I thought this episode was very entertaining, but not in like a ha-ha way. I was more frustrated with a lot of people, especially Angela. She disgusted me this episode. Darcy is still getting on my nerves. And Akini and Ben just need to call it quits.
Wow.
Straight to the point. All right, I can dig it. I agree. Angela, really? I wanted to fight. It was that bad. Just the disrespect.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah.
That's the word that sums it all up. Mm-hmm. She took it way too far. Usually I'm laughing at everything dealing with Angela and Michael on mm-hmm. the show. Mm-hmm. You know, they lighten it up. But this one was really
crazy.
Like, girl,
out of pocket.
Know your place. But we're definitely gonna get to her. I think first we should start with Rebecca and Zaid. Let's get them out of the way. Just kinda, you know, get them. So Zaid, he proposes to her. Mm-hmm. The problem is this lady is still married. What are your thoughts on how long it's taken her to tell him?
But he hasn't proposed quite yet, though, right?
No, she kind of...
With her money.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that he said it, and I've been telling you guys all season, he said it. His exact words is, he's a jealous and controlling man. And then when he grabs her by the neck and is talking to her...
And she doesn't react.
And she doesn't react like she's been there before. Mm-hmm. I was like... are we gonna address this at all? Mm-hmm. She pulls her head away a little bit and he grabs
comes back harder.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, what's going on right here?
Mm-hmm. No excuse.
Because this right here is not okay.
Not at all.
It's not okay at all. And so she's scrolling, she's showing pictures of her grandkids. Mind you, that says a whole lot to me.
Right.
In and of itself. And then there's a picture of her ex, and that's when he freaks out.
I wanna talk about that.
Me too.
Is that acceptable?
Is what acceptable?
Having photos of your ex No. Knowing, you know, and she, her excuse is, it's 5 years ago. I don't want to go.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. And because it's 5 years ago, it's why it should not be in your phone.
Right.
Because this is someone that has scarred your life so much, and it's been so long ago that you don't want to even go through the phone and delete the pictures because you say it's going to be so painful. You don't want to relive those moments. That's why you haven't done it. Okay, that's stupid. Yep. And is that why you still haven't filed for divorce?
Right.
That makes no sense.
If you don't want to delete it, get a new phone.
Clear your cloud.
Right.
There's so many options.
There's no excuse. Linda, what you got to say about that?
You know, without throwing all my stuff out there, I'll say this. On my phone, I delete, like, because I take so many photos.
Mm-hmm.
But then the cloud is a different thing, right? The cloud, I'm not going to go back 5 years and look for every photo of my ex and delete it. Like, if it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not. If I've already scrubbed all my social media, that should be okay. But the fact that it was on her actual phone
mm-hmm.
is a different story,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you must not take a lot of pictures. And
you're well, we know she's a filter queen, so I know
right.
she takes hella selfies.
Right, so there's that whole thing. And, like, how far back did you have to go to have a find a photo of your grandkid?
Exactly.
Like, I have nieces and nephews, and I can go like this, and boom, it's right,
right.
there.
Mm-hmm.
So I the way it panned out, it didn't sit well with me,
mm-hmm.
but is it okay to have pictures of your ex in your phone? If it's from 5 years ago and it's on your immediate phone, then that tells me that there's something up. And because the fact that you're still married to that specific ex,
mm-hmm.
maybe you need to address those issues.
Absolutely.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. This is Brianna in the booth. I mean, in this circumstance, obviously she had a very bad breakup with her ex, but like I delete nothing off my phone. So I have everything, exes from years ago.
On your immediate phone or on your cloud?
On my immediate phone.
Okay.
But I think it makes it worse though, because it's someone that she keeps procrastinating filing
yes,
for divorce.
In this specific situation, I think that's different, but in a general situation, that's my devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want anything.
I can't, yeah.
I don't want anything. I don't want anything.
Yeah, no.
I want it gone.
And the past is the past.
Yes,
and we're going to keep it in the past.
If you're secure enough, then it's not an issue.
You can, but you're keeping these memories. Like, for
right,
what?
Why?
Like,
I'm right here.
I don't know you. Like, we can be friends. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, there's certain people that you can manage a friendship with. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. But, you know, the mothers, I don't have to have pictures
nope.
with you or of you or these, like, you know, moments that we shared. I'm good off that.
Yeah, because I'm going to make those moments with somebody new.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she kind of says, really quick before we move on, like, she kind of throws jealousy out there.
Yeah.
And says that he's being, like, super controlling. But was that fair to him? Just to say, because, I mean, how would you react if you saw that in your, you know, significant other's phone?
Well, I think she's taking the whole perspective into the photo, the picture. So mm-hmm. she is not only thinking about that being controlling, but here you are freaking out. Here you are grabbing my neck.
Mm-hmm,
all of that
mm-hmm.
is controlling behavior.
Yeah.
And
yep.
if that's the case, then that's something you all need to look at. That was my take on it.
Right.
And I just want to bring this up. Because, you know, it still blows my mind. But when he took the ring out while she was going to get tea and was going to hide it, and I was like, that's still the ring that she bought with
her own money.
Mm-hmm. And you're acting like mm-hmm. it's a whole big deal. But what did you do to make that special for her besides take her money? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all.
And then,
he didn't have a ceremony.
He's
you know,
not even driving. She has to do all the driving around and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they want the next few days, they say, to be romantic. But what is funny to me is he literally said this, in order to go to America, I have to make Rebecca love me more. So, is it about loving Rebecca or is it about getting to America? Because I already know what my answer is.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't understand why why is he playing out this whole jealousy thing so much? Because at the end of the day, Zaid is not going to pass up an opportunity to go to America.
Facts.
So stop the headache. Stop all that stuff. You really don't. You might care because it's your pride that she might have pictures of her ex. But at the end of the day, are you not going to marry her? You're still going to put a ring on that finger.
Regardless.
Yes. Regardless. So shut up.
Yeah, he's going to make a way. I think he's just like, oh, camera time. Let me act up.
Yeah, let me show her I care.
That's just, I mean, that's how you do it. Is he learning from Pedro? Ooh. 90 Day Fam, ma'am. Answer that question in the comments and we'll get to it. Okay. If you guys are part of this show, then I'm sure you're part of all of our other ones. You hop in those live chats. Linda's here earlier in the day with news, man. And y'all, it was deep today.
It was deep. We were rolling like close to 1,000 deep in the live chat.
Yeah.
But I want to throw out some shout outs to Kimberly Shady Mayfield, my favorite, Morgan Hempel, Diana Smotherman, Cindy, I think she's new with Cindy with an S, Nakia Emanuel. Shout out, Stacey. We miss you, girl.
Yes.
Huya Beauty, Kelly Fitzgerald, Chuck Williams.
Hey, y'all.
Man, there's like so many
people in the chat.
Yeah, so if I didn't get to your name, just know that I'm looking and I'm happy you guys are all here.
Yes, and you guys can literally find us all over. We have on the AfterBuzz Network, we have sci-fi, wrestling, drama, you name it. We want to thank you for allowing us to be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes.
And share with your friends, family, mom. Let my call mom up if you haven't talked to her in a minute and tell her about us, okay? Spread the news, please, and thank you. So just a heads up, the couples, or not so couple that we're about to get into, is Caesar and Maria. Then we'll head into Angela and Michael since we have a lot to say about them. And then we'll continue on. So, with Caesar in the ghost Maria, you know, he's back in the States. He talks to his friend about what all went, and you can just kind of tell that he's delusional, is what I would say. What would you guys call his behavior?
A joke.
Yeah.
I want to say that he is so desperate and wants to not look like the fool that he's trying to figure out a way to stay in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he minds looking like a fool because he's talking about going to Ukraine to see her and he knows he couldn't even afford the trip to Mexico.
Yeah.
And it's Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing, like, I just think like he's trying to save face in some way, somehow, like, he'll bore, what's the saying? Rob, steal, borrow, rob, whatever. Like, he'll do any of that. He'll borrow from his boss. He'll ask a friend. Whatever it takes to get the money to do what he wants to do.
They say rob Peter to pay Paul. Some people say that.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever that saying is, that's him. And, like, he gives zero about anything else but making this happen.
Yep.
And I know that deep down in the back of his mind, Alex, like, I know you guys, that he knows that this is not a real individual. And if she was real, that she was way out of his league. Like, you could see it on his face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to hold on to it so that he can tell people, like, oh, look
it's
at my
pride.
Fiance.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful, and she wants to be with me. Yeah. And I'm just going to keep sending her money because, like, she's giving me a little bit of attention.
Ego is a hell of a thing.
It's really sad.
With the producers, he's probably like, how many episodes left? How many episodes do I have to pretend?
That's what it is. Thank you, Allie. It's borrow, steal, rob. That's
borrow, steal, rob.
Yeah, that's
okay.
The same. I guess
my parents be saying other stuff, but we're all on the same page pretty much. But that's pretty much all we got from Paul. That's all we needed, really. It's just to know that he hasn't given up. He's, you know, living in his own fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And to him, Maria is not the ghost that we, you know, that we.
And
think
I love
she
that
is.
The friend was like just checking him. She was like, he hasn't learned anything. He's going to do what he wants to do. And he hasn't learned from any of his mistakes. And I was like, you know what? You need to tell all that to his face.
Yeah. But he is who he is. Sometimes you can't even, when you know someone so well, it's just kind of like, she's probably been through this so many times.
It's draining.
Yeah.
You don't want to keep on doing it
all
the time.
You don't have the energy to check someone constantly.
Mm-hmm.
You love them, but it's like they're going to have to knock their head against the wall a few times. By themselves. And he's one of those people. He needs to just go sit in a corner. Another person needs to sit in a corner, Angela. So we're going to get into Angela and Michael. I just kind of want to get right into the situation. So we know that she can't have the kid, and Skyla, she brings it up. Skyla says, absolutely not. That's not going down.
That's a hard no for me.
She's like, he's not having my babies.
Yeah, I don't laugh at her.
She is so funny and straight to the point, and I like it, you know? But I do want to talk about Angela and Michael's friends.
Mm-hmm.
where it went wrong. So, you know, we have her being aggressive, the Angela that she is, and it's like, okay, watch yourself. Mm-hmm. But she's not, you know, she's not what she isn't normally. And then she throws the drink. I'm going to leave it at that. What do you guys have to say about throwing the drink?
You go first.
Let me just start off by saying this is the epitome of privilege.
Yep.
This is the epitome of feeling like you have the right to go to another country, disrespect your man in front of his friends, disrespect his friends, and then have the audacity to dare somebody. I wish you would try to stand up and get loud and defend yourself, even though I'm being aggressive with you. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you throw a drink. Angela, just because you are a white woman does not mean you can go out and act a freaking fool. Angela might think she's tough because she can whip Michael into shape and talk to him any type of way. But if she gets her ass locked up in an African jail, it's a wrap.
Yeah, I don't see her lasting.
That's it. It's
in
done.
In a jail, yeah, it's
and,
not going
to
work.
And production is not going to come and save you. She needs to relax. Mm-hmm. And I want to touch also on the way she carried out the situation with her daughter. I also thought that was very inappropriate, mm-hmm. because there is no reason why Michael should feel comfortable enough to sit on Skype with her daughter and ask for her eggs in front of her mother, and then Angela thinks that that's okay. Because Angela already had that conversation with Skyla, and Skyla shut it down. And then she put her purposefully in an uncomfortable situation in front of Michael and told Michael to... That's like you going to your mom and bringing your friend and saying, can Lynn come over tonight? Yeah. And put pressure on your mom, thinking that it's going to make her say
it's
yes.
It's childish,
and Angela knows that she's dead-ass wrong, and I'm embarrassed of her.
You got straight to it. Linda, what are your thoughts on both? Her with the friends and her bringing up FaceTime with Skyla.
This. I think she forgot what show she's on. She's on 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 Days and not Maury Povich, where she's been on where you're throwing drinks, throwing chairs, who's the baby daddy? Like, she had that crazy energy to mm-hmm. her. And I think that being in Nigeria and being so disrespectful, just so disrespectful, and in the African culture, men, women, whatever, if you're an elder, if you're older, people look up to you and want to respect you. And there was nothing to respect in her behavior. She was acting like a spoiled, uneducated, greedy, selfish woman. And she wasn't even, her ears weren't even open even before she sat down. Like, I felt like she got her drink, she took that sip, was like side-eyed, and was like ready to rumble. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was not okay. And I think that his friends walking away was the best thing. But they what did I didn't favor. Like is how he just sat there. He sat there, and his friends have known him for years. They know that this is not proper behavior. Mm-hmm. He knows it's not proper behavior, and he just sat there and took it. It was gross. Mm-hmm. It was gross to me.
Because we know what he wants.
Exactly.
And he's willing to allow his friends to be disrespected in order to get his green card so that he can, you
I
know,
mean,
and
that's
foul.
That's all.
Yeah.
And what also boggles my mind is how hard Angela is going at his friends as if he's bringing his friends with him to America. They're not going to be around. So you're going so hard talking about they're a bad influence. But once Michael and you get married and go to America, his friends aren't going to be around. So what's the issue?
Right. It's a lot.
Listen, he's holding on to that green card for dear life. And yeah. If that means being disrespected, if that means her disrespecting his friends, he's going to do it because he's got an end game, end goal.
Now, moving on, we're going to talk about Avery and Omar. There's not really much here, but we do kind of see, again, more of the other side of Omar. Would you say that he's controlling, demanding, or he's just, you know, it's how it is in that culture?
I think he's the typical stereotype of what, like, a man would be in that culture. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's control. I mean, I've seen more controlling men than Omar before outside that culture. So mm-hmm. I think he's pretty easygoing, mm-hmm. to be honest.
You, Linda?
I mean, I think that... I didn't think that in this situation he was controlling. I think that she wanted him to have emotions that perhaps he was having internally, mm-hmm. and he expresses himself differently than she does. She wanted him to be all teary-eyed yeah. and weepy like she felt, and that goes to show how, you know, that they don't know each other very well because they don't know how each other communicates. Mm-hmm. He, like he said he was heartbroken. He might not be showing it the way that she's showing it, but he's still sad that it is their last day. They just got married. They mm-hmm. don't know when they're going to see each other again. They're just showing it differently. And so I thought this is showing her age a little bit, for me mm-hmm. at least, that, you know, she wanted it to be a thing. She wanted it to be like, oh my God, I'm going to miss you, and it's going to be so... He doesn't have to do all that right. to be missing you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before we move on, I do want to touch on her being upset that he brought up the visa. Now, usually from people, when they're bringing it up over and over again, we get the vibe, that's what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
With him, for some reason, I'm just like, he's just curious. Like, mm-hmm. he doesn't know what's going to happen. You're about to leave, but you want to come back and move to Syria. You know, it's a lot going on. It's like, mm-hmm. he has to know something. He has to be able to ask a question about it mm-hmm. without people automatically thinking, oh, this is what you really want, yeah. you know?
Maybe he was asking because, you know, he doesn't know when he's going to see her next. So he wants to know what the next steps are.
Right.
What's the process to the visa so I know that when I'm going to see you next?
Yeah. Right. And that's the vibe.
I think it's also because Avery is still so immature, just like her mom made a point one time and saying how you're not prepared for anything because if I wasn't here, you guys wouldn't be getting married. Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show that I think it's just that little bug that her mom put in her ear right before she left, why she's extra sensitive to certain things now.
I agree. 100%. And that's pretty much it with this couple. Now, for Darcy and Tom... So,
can I have her an episode where she's not crying?
Because,
like, it's exhausting.
It is exhausting. And she really believes that he would have put a ring on it had they went to Gran Canaria.
Yep.
And it's not, that's not how it would have went down. He just didn't want you to argue with your sister. But I feel like it's foul for him to even say that he would. It's like, why are you teasing her? He knows how to string Darcy along.
He does.
And I think... It's not that he's liking her more. It's like, oh, now I really know how to work this situation.
He's pacifying her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's becoming a lot easier for him to work her, and that's what he's liking. He doesn't like, you know, because he dates, like, really strong women, it seems like, you know, even, like, from the last girl mm-hmm. he dated. And he has a type. I feel like Darcy is probably emotionally the most, you know, unstable of his litter.
Absolutely.
Of his litter.
Yeah.
Of the squad.
I found it interesting that Darcy was trying to blame Stacy for everything that went wrong on their trip
mm-hmm.
and not taking ownership that she was allowing Stacy to get under her skin, and that's why you got that tit for tat thing. And it was just unattractive all the way around. Like, whether it was a sibling or twin rivalry, it was like, I got tired of watching it. I was like, why are you two at it like this? And even in the goodbye, mm-hmm. and she's like blaming Stacy, and mm-hmm. if I had gone to the Gran Canary, it would have been romantic. No, Darcy, you would have been the same thing. He might have looked at you wrong, and you would have started crying, and he would not have been, you know, super into it at all.
Yeah.
And so, like, take ownership of that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. just take ownership of your part of it. And then, you know, later on, we see that she does apologize for her attitude. But I don't know if it was, like, a genuine apology or she was just apologizing to keep, like, pushing it forward.
Right.
You know?
Delusions of grandeur. Because this is the thing. Even when Tom said, I still would have been with you, I still want to be with you, she didn't even hear that. And he had to point that out and say, she immediately went back to talking about Stacy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, you missed the point. I still want to be with you.
Right.
And she does this goofy smile, and she's just draining to
watch.
I want
to jump into the live chat a little bit. Morgan says he's never been into it, maybe for the first 20 minutes of their first date. and Angela says Darcy needs AA, not a K1. Gina says AA works. Paula says Darcy needs therapy, not a man. Susan says even though Tom catfished her, she still wants him, hoping she gets
because she's ripped. Desperate.
And then the last one I wanted to write for now is Diana says, I don't think he's been into her since he realized that she's a drunk and cries a lot.
Mm. I agree, 100%. One word to describe the sister. She's going to move on so we can get to your stuff. But
one word to describe the Stacey?
No, to describe Tom's sister.
Oh, strong.
Direct. Direct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I say strong.
I'm going to say blunt. So I'm pretty much on the same, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. She's just straight like to her. The point. And me too, because she reads, you know, she knows.
Yeah.
Our brother is, she's the one that Darcy should be trying to get close to.
Yeah.
She knows what it is. I mean, it's kind of pointless for her too. Yeah. She's not ready for his sister at all. Timothy and Jennifer. First thing that just was weird to me, if I asked you to marry me, what would you say? It was just like, should
y'all haven't
she know?
Had sex yet.
Right. Should
why
she
would you, what?
Know the answer to this already?
What?
Or no. Like, I was just thinking, this is relax. Calm down, grasshopper. It was just a bit too much. Thoughts?
I think that if he laid the pipe down, she would stop complaining so much. But because he's so intimidated, and I think that he feels like he is a premature ejaculator or something of that sort, that's why he's so afraid to perform. And he needs to get it together.
Well, listen, y'all, when Jennifer... Just straight to the point.
Oh, my God.
When Jennifer met Veronica and Chloe through FaceTime... Anyone catch how Veronica...
Shady!
She said, so what is the physical connection? So yes, is this deeper than what we...
That's what made me think that there is something else going on.
Yeah.
Because no. For her to act and say that specifically in the first 5 minutes, she knows something that we all don't
know. I think she's just disrespectful, and she knows how to get under Timothy's skin, and she did that on purpose. I don't think that... I don't know.
Well, you would be more into... So what have y'all argued about?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But it was just, okay, so that's that, that's that. So what is the physical... What is...
And even the way she worded it, Alex.
Yeah.
Like, the physical been like, okay, so what do you know? What do you know?
Something's up. I'm telling you, Brianna, something is up. But yeah, I think he may have struggled in the bedroom. I don't know, but
something's going on.
We'll find out the tea. Last couple, Benjamin and Akini, even though he says Akini, that kills me. I think, do you guys say that? Akini or Akini?
I say Akini.
You do? I had to switch it up because I saw, you know, Fidel says Akini. I'm like, yeah, I'm with him.
Okay.
All right, so the night after the turn up, we saw last week she was acting up. She was having a good jolly time. It tasted like water, the margaritas. She was happy. What are your thoughts on his rules as far as when you can drink and these things that he's laying out right now?
I think Benjamin is looking for someone that he can father. I think that that's just what it is. The age difference is too big. The maturity levels are too different. He already has a son. I don't understand why he doesn't feel uncomfortable feeling like he has to put a limitation on a woman that he wants to marry. But at the same time, he's being... It's extra. Like, he doesn't have to be as hard as he is on her, talking about, oh, this isn't the type of woman I want to marry. She doesn't drink. She's a lightweight. It's going to take her time. She's going to get drunk. But you have to handle it in a certain way, because if this is going to be your wife, you have to be able to make sure you can balance her out when things get crazy.
I think she had way more than one drink. I do not believe that she got 100%. So super messed up that the next day she didn't remember what she was saying on one drink.
But even if she did, though, there's still a way for that he could have handled it instead of going straight to, this isn't the woman I want to be with.
Yeah.
I think that's excessive.
This guy's studying to be a pastor, so I get that. I get that. Maybe first time alone with the woman that's supposed to be your wife, and she gets totally plastered, it's going to be unattractive.
Right.
And I think that that's okay for him to think that. I think that he's probably thinking, like, is this going to be, like, the first lady of whatever, you know, church he's at? If she's, like, super wasted,
right,
that's not a good look on her part at all. And I don't think that it was just one drink at all. Like, I don't. You did not just have one drink and eat dinner and get that messed up.
Right. Now, definitely before we move into news and gossip, I want to kind of talk about how she threw him for a loop. So he's thinking, oh, we're just going to get engaged. But no, she's like, we'll get married. And she's famous for mentioning things at the last minute.
Yes.
It's what she does all the time. And I think his answer, the answer that he was looking for from his friend when he called, it was all in his voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His voice was cracking.
He was crying.
He was hurt. And I think there you go. That's your answer right there. Mm-hmm. No, you're upset. You're emotional. You know this isn't right. Mm-hmm. You love her. You may. But you
she
gotta go.
She doesn't even want to be a mother to your son.
No, you gotta go.
I think that she's you know, she's young. She doesn't know how to communicate still.
Right.
And she's not giving him all the facts till the last minute. And, I mean, he came all the way there. She knew what the bride prize was going to be and what right. it entailed. And that means that you guys are married. Mm-hmm. She never gave him the opportunity. And he has, what, 14 hours to say,
she's
hey,
sneaky.
I'm going to marry you or I'm not going to marry you? That's not fair.
Yeah. I agree. 100%. So right now we're going to move into news and gossip, and afterwards we'll see if we can get to stuff.
All right, guys, we have so much news and gossip. We're going to start with Darcy and Tom. So, you know, Darcy and Tom have a lot going on this week, and we have a picture of not only Darcy, but Darcy and Stacey. And basically they're saying how they're going to just keep on staying strong. And the reason why they're going to keep on staying strong is because both Darcy and Tom looks like it's over between them. Now, they cannot confirm because they both have signed non-disclosure statements. But if we move on to the next photo, I'll show you that both of them have posted photos.
Tom?
So this is definitely not Tom.
What did I miss?
This is definitely not Tom. Darcy posted this on her Instagram, and it says, thank you for your love and support, Dan. I appreciate you. Dan is her Istanbul friend, and we don't know what that means. It could be a trainer. It could be a new love interest.
A roller coaster.
But Darcy's a troll.
But she did post that recently. But what's interesting is if we move on to the next one, so did Tom. So this is a photo of Tom and this mysterious blonde, guys. And I reported this to you before where it's been reported that Tom has a new girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And the new girlfriend, he cheated on with this blonde. And supposedly there's like a pregnancy somewhere in there. We don't know. But
you're kidding.
But the rumor sticks a little bit more because if we go to the next photo, this same blonde is taking a picture. Guess who that is?
His mom.
His mom!
Oh,
and
wow.
And you know how he is with his family, so
yeah.
For her to be, you know, cozy up with the mom, you know that this is
she's
something serious.
She's been a while.
She's been around a while, mm-hmm. and it could be more serious. So it's looking like both Tom and Darcy have moved on to other people. Who knew?
Right.
Right? Let's move on. So I want... Guys, who's this?
Darcinator!
Can you believe that that's Darcy?
That's crazy.
I kind of feel like she looks beautiful here. I feel yeah. like it's like a whole... like that's, she just looks...
And the dark
different.
Hair.
The dark hair.
That's crazy.
The red lip.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this wasn't like a flashback Friday. She had just posted this. Moving on, Bond girls don't fail. I'm here for the best and what I truly deserve, rising above with grace and dignity.
So that's what Stacey looks like too then, basically.
Yeah. We need them. We need close, I mean, you know,
yeah.
Double pick.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised. Moving on, we're going to move on to Tim and Jennifer.
Yep.
So Jennifer posted this photo on her social media, and what I thought was hilarious, she said, my favorite hobby is minding my own business.
Yep.
Hilarious. So here's the thing, guys. We don't see a lot about Jennifer and Tim in the news, but I wanted to first show you this video that Tim posted on his Instagram. And then I wanted you guys to answer a question, you guys in the live chat, you guys here as my co-hosts. The video is saying a lot as well, so let's watch what he says.
Give me one sec.
He's basically saying that he's going to meet Jennifer's mom. And that they're going to buy a first-time gift for her. And, you know, knowing what we know now, meeting family, especially in her culture, mm-hmm. is a big deal.
It's huge, yep.
So meeting her mom is a big deal.
Okay.
Well, I hope that goes right. We haven't met her mom yet, only the dad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're at the mall buying a watch for Jennifer's mother.
Mommy's gift.
Yes. This is like a last minute thing, but hopefully she likes it.
I want to wear my glasses too.
We're on the way to meet the mom for the first time. Have some dinner.
She record my dress.
She record my dress.
too.
Well, I hope it goes well.
Me too.
So, guys, what do you think? Do you think that by the end of this season, these two, Jennifer and Tim, stay together, or is this all for show?
I think that they stay together. Now, is everything okay? No. There's a lot that's going to go on with this couple and continue mm-hmm. to go on with them, but I don't see him doing her like Benjamin is about to do Akinyi.
Guys, sound off in the comments, and we're going to keep pushing. So, the big news is Akinyi and Ben. So, Ben's ex has spoken out on social media. Mm-hmm. She's basically saying that he's a deadbeat dad, that he's a cheater, and she really has some opinions about being a step-parent. And she says, no one just becomes a step-parent. By marriage, technically, yes, you're a step-parent if your spouse has a child from a previous relationship. But by no means does that mean you have the level of a relationship with that child from day one. When my current partner met my son, he met him as a friend, which kind of backs up what Akinyi's been saying, that she wants to be a friend and not a stepmom. So kind of throwing shade on Benjamin wanting her to automatically be the stepmother. So she goes on to say that you gotta let Akinyi get acclimated with a new country and life before shoving the role of stepmom on her. Just my 5 cents, she says. And then she goes on to say, she posts a little bit of a tirade saying, too many stepdads busting their ass to make ends meet while the real dads out there living like they ain't got no kids. Again, a dig. Yeah, another dig at Ben. And what we've learned so far this week is that Ben is really bad with money. He's living with his pastor, and he's not paying child support. Mm. He does get his son Sunday through Monday, but that is it, and that is all. Like, right. He is not trying to be anyone's provider, according to his ex.
Well, that's not the vibe we get from him, so I'm hoping it's a lie.
I know Akinyi doesn't know that.
We have a couple more?
Yes, we do. Kay. So this is just more of the shade from Ben's ex, mm-hmm. which I think is super hilarious. And she's basically like, is she alive still? And she's like, yeah, she's alive. Do I have something to worry about? She's wondering. I love this. So Akinyi celebrated her birthday last week. Happy birthday, Akinyi.
Cute.
Yes. And she writes a little bit about what her mother tongue is, what her name is from,
nice.
And what tribe she's from, and saying that there are 42 tribes in Kenya.
Oh, girl.
So she's just like showing us that she's a queen.
Right.
And she's living her best life. And if we go to the next photo, she says, trying to see if I can sneak in some margarita today, which is hilarious. happy birthday to myself. I can't believe I'm 27 now. But I have to admit, it does look good on me.
I mean, black don't crack. But
I mean, she looks great.
She looks great.
Right? And then moving on to Ziad and Rebecca. Guys, can you believe that this is Ziad? If we can pull that up a little bit so that everyone can see it.
I can believe it in the eyes.
He actually, either these are really old photos or he cleans up well. But regardless, get your hair cut, Ziad. It
old.
Looks way, way better. You're saying it's old photos?
Old.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yep, I think so too.
But what we also have with Ziad and Rebecca is Rebecca responding to the abusive behavior that we not only talked about in this show here, but we talked about it in News and Gossip. So let's go ahead and hear what Rebecca has to say about Ziad and his behavior.
Okay, so something needs to be said right now about this whole domestic abuse thing in that last Sunday's episode. I need to make it very clear. Ziad was not abusive. I get that the preview looked abusive. It looked like it was, you know, questionable. But clearly, when you see the actual scene, Ziad was being very calm. He was actually apologizing. He was pulling me close to him. I'm the one that was still angry and pulled away from him. Had he kissed me or I kissed him or something like that, it would have looked completely innocent. At no time has Ziad ever been abusive or would be abusive, on top of the fact that TLC and Sharp Entertainment would not have, not only have not allowed it, but they damn sure would not have aired it. So let's all stop talking about Ziad being abusive. It's not okay. As an abuse survivor myself, I would never excuse that, especially being on this wide of a platform, because that's dangerous. So let's stop this now.
This is based off of what we saw, and what we saw was him being very aggressive, and that's all there is to it.
That's mm-hmm. it.
He was being aggressive.
That's it. And I think that you said something to me earlier that I thought was very, like, on point, where, you know, abusers and abused often have excuses.
Stockholm syndrome.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, it is what it is. We don't know, but that's where we stand, guys.
All right. Thanks for the news and gossip updates. Really quick, Brianna, for our special segment, Ask Brianna, mm-hmm. we just have one question this week.
Yes.
We want an update. How did things go in Jamaica?
It went great. We broke up. Done.
It just wasn't right.
Just wasn't right. I wasn't right. It didn't feel right from the moment.
But you went out there to see, so, you know.
And I saw what I needed to see. And I'm very relieved.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful for the time that I did have out there, because I saw sides that I did not know was there. And I didn't make excuses for it.
Yes.
I didn't.
You just knew.
I just knew. I saw the red flags, and I said, this is not for me. And I chucked the deuces.
Well, how about this? Next week, we'll actually follow up.
Yes, you'll get more detail.
Yes, more details. So, you guys, make sure you come back next week. Before we leave, you guys, predictions. What do you think is happening next week? What's up? Oh, they still laughing.
Sorry. I think. Stop.
She said, how was your trip? It was great. We broke up.
Just straight to the point. Okay.
Okay, you guys, sorry. Predictions. I think that Benjamin is not going to pay the bride price.
Okay. I think that Timothy and Jennifer will get in another fight. I just feel it coming. You know, they go every other episode. Linda, really quick.
I think that it's going to be revealed that Tom and Darcy are kaputs, and that it wasn't really real in the beginning, because she was really originally filming with Jesse. And I think Jesse's going to make an appearance on the tell-all.
Well, okay. We'll find out next week, and we'll also find out more about Brianna. So you guys, make sure you come on back. Where can everyone find you?
Guys, all across social media, never mind the tears. Linda is so girly. Hit me up with any news and gossip. Guys, thank you so much for feeding me such great news and gossip. I appreciate you.
You can follow me on Instagram at IMB_Cheyenne.
And you can follow me all over at Hey Alex Bowers. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.